Sunday, July 20th, 2008. Talks with China must not damage sovereignty. The promises to launch cross-strait weekend charter flights and allow more Chinese tourists to visit were two key points of President Ma Ying-jeou's campaign platform. Following his inauguration on May 20th, he actively sought negotiations between the Straits Exchange Foundation, SEF, and China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, ARATS, which took place in China last month and led to a structural change in the state-to-state relationship between Taipei and Beijing. On the surface, the SEF and ARATS may seem to have carried out only routine negotiations with the goal of realizing Ma's two key campaign pledges, but the political significance of the talks should be carefully scrutinized. Because the Ma administration is pinning all its hopes for the future of the nation's economic development on China, it was in a hurry to announce a timetable for direct cross-strait charter flights even before Ma's inauguration. That meant Beijing was in a position to set the agenda and guide the negotiations. In his inaugural speech, Ma said that negotiations with China should be resumed based on the so-called 1992 consensus, which means that the talks are based on a consensus that does not exist. The government has failed to stress its view that there is one China with different interpretations and to make it clear that the nation, whether called Taiwan or the Republic of China, is an independent and sovereign state. At the same time, the government tells the international community that it supports the One China principle. This is giving a false impression to other governments that Taiwan is part of China. The negotiations with China resulted in an uneven situation concerning the number of airports open to direct cross-strait charter flights. While Taiwan promised to open 8 airports, China offered only 5. Furthermore, the launch of cross-strait chartered cargo flights, which would benefit the nation's economy more than passenger flights, will only be discussed when ARATS representatives visit Taiwan in October. This risks damaging our national interests and making the negotiation process unnecessarily complex. As a result of the talks, Taiwan will allow up to 3,000 Chinese tourists per day. But Beijing is responsible for checking the qualifications of the applicants, which means that Taipei can only accept the applicants passively, relinquishing its right to review their visa applications. That is likely to open loopholes in national security. National strength is everything in international politics, and the same is true when it comes to cross-strait talks. Faced with China's rise, We should not base our policies on wishful thinking. If the nation's expectations and demands for China are unrealistic, it will be like entrusting national security to one's enemy. Beijing is all but certain to demand further compromises in return for increased economic links. The public are the real masters of the nation. Faced with a government that is focusing too much on China, we should not sit idly by. We have the right to request that the government push for bilateral contacts, dialogue, and negotiations between Taiwan and China based on a consensus between the Taiwanese government, the opposition, and the public. Any decisions that could change the status quo should be decided through a referendum. This is the only way we can ensure the public's welfare and rights. Commentary by Taiwan February 28th Movement Net Radio. The true spirit of a democracy should always be that important national decisions should be made with discussion that's fully open to and participated by all segments of a nation. This includes the administration, the opposition political party, and the general public. We like to call to the world's attention of the undemocratic way that Ma administration and KMT handle the talks of various issues with China. The public had been, are, and will always be the real masters of the nation. In addition, while the current KMT administration supports the One China principle, we at the February 28th Movement, Net Radio, and Da Di Cultural and Educational Foundation highly recommend the international community to be aware of the fact that a sizable Taiwanese population does not will never support the One China principle. Unfortunately, the real native Taiwanese viewpoints are rarely heard in the international community. We are a peaceful nation. A strong and independent Republic of Taiwan will support in international community's interests in diffusing hotspot geopolitical tension, such as dealing with a nuclear Iran and bringing economic benefits to the international community. We like to call the attention of the international community and international investors to the fact that the Ma administration's magnitude of stock market decline had already exceeded that of former President Chen Shui-bian's administration. Since Ma's inauguration in May 20th, the TAIEX index had lost more than 2,000 points, while 2 months after former President Chen's 2004 inauguration, the Taiwanese stock market index actually went up about 1,000 points.